Dan Murphy, Sportsnet's own, joins us this morning as the Canucks set to hit the road for a three-game road trip in California. But first things first, to digest what went down last night. Murph, good morning. What did you make of last night?
It was interesting. You know, I think the Canucks gambled and
lost.
I'm on the radio. I'll be right there. Gambled.
It's a snow day for your daughter, isn't it, Murph? It's a snow day. You're doing dad work.
Yeah, hang tough. So yeah, they rolled the dice. They gambled and they lost. I'm not quite as outraged as some people because I think they were trying to manage the situation, get through to a point where Philadelphia was going to make a move. But since that hasn't happened yet, now it's on Jim Benning to find something, especially not knowing whether Jacob Marshman can play tomorrow and or Thursday or either. So I think it's imperative now to find some sort of a solution to not have to put DiPietro in that situation again. I think, you know, I'm not as worried about DiPietro handling that, but, you know, it's his mental makeup. I think he's okay. I think he was happy for the experience. And, you know, no worse for wear, I believe. But I don't think you want to put that kid in that situation again.
Yeah, and that's what I wondered, Merv. I liked it last night because I always thought they probably had a conversation that said, okay, what if? Well, the what if is we'll go with DiPietro for one game. The kid's got a great mental makeup. He's used to pressure, used to the pressure in Vancouver at the World Juniors. So let's give it a go. But I always felt, and you're with this team, that there must have been a plan B that goes, okay, it didn't work. All right. So will you be the assumption that in the next 24 hours you're tweeting that there's a goalie with some NHL or AHL experience that is with this team?
I would think so. I mean, and the, you know, they were never going to start DiPietro unless emergency happened. And
yeah.
Yesterday morning, I mean, Markstrom was perfect almost on Saturday night. 44 saves, excellent in the shootout, got the win. And then there was stiffness. There was never a plan to start DiPietro, I don't believe. And then this arose. I mean, it's a combination of some bad luck as well, because I think everybody was okay when they made the move to send Nielsen to Ottawa to bring in Demko, right? Nobody was upset with that. They got a goalie back the other way. They tried to send McKenna down to the minors. That night, was it Elliott that got hurt or Stolarz? One of the two in Philly. So they have to make a claim on the goaltender. That was the fourth. So now you're thinking, okay, well, hopefully something doesn't happen to Demko or Markstrom. Well, sure enough, in warm-up in Philly, something happened to Demko. So now you're calling up DiPietro emergency saying, okay, well, let's see if we can make do and give Markstrom all these starts until Demko's ready to go, and hopefully nothing happens. Well, something happened. So I do believe now really you have to try to make something work. But the other thing is, too, let's be honest, if it was Jeremy Davis last night or Michael Layton or some other guy that hasn't played hardly any games this year, would that have made a difference in the results? I don't think so. I think it's just all about DiPietro and not wanting to give the kid a sour taste in his mouth.
Dan Murphy with us here on Sportsnet 650. Yeah, so now it's like you're kind of playing the guessing game as you head down to California, right? As you just alluded to, where, okay, he's day-to-day with Jacob Markstrom. They didn't want to play him last night. He's a guy who struggled when he gets overworked to begin with. There is a window where they get a few days off, a break in the schedule after the 16th, after the San Jose game, but you've got to get there with those three games first. Like, if you got a guy you didn't feel good about playing last night, now all of a sudden you're looking at him playing him three games in four nights, I would think I think your hand is forced here. I think the organization has to do something.
Yeah, and I agree. And I think what they didn't want to do was waste the draft pick, you know, or even sending that sixth or seventh rounder to pick up a goaltender. I don't think they wanted to waste the contract by signing Michael Layton to an NHL deal. But now you might have to do that. And I guess probably the more palatable would be to sign Layton and bring him up in a backup capacity. If he's got to play some games, then so be it. I mean, it's kind of a worst-case scenario here for the Canucks, because I don't think anybody wants to see them spending any draft pick to make this happen. But now that they're on the hook, you know, no GM is going to throw Jim an olive branch. So it's been a really weird situation this season for goalies, whether in Philly or Anaheim. And, you know, usually you'd have no problem grabbing one of these guys. But this year it's just been a little bit bizarre.
Other
Flyers
news.
Went through seven of them.
Yeah. Dan Murphy joining us from his wine cellar. Something happened there with his phone.
I'm in the office, and the daughter wanted to show me something on the TV, and when I pushed her away, she started to cry. So,
oh, there you go.
That's what being on the radio is for me.
Yeah. I don't know if he was crying, but boy, oh boy, what do you make of Sutter being out, put on IR again, and how much does that trade? What possibly, to me, was maybe the only possible chip they had if they were going to do something in the trade deadline. You think that's kind of thrown out the window now?
Well, I would think so, especially just, you know, if you read between the lines with Greenland. They basically said it's going to be a little while. Groin, if I think, is what they said. I'm not sure what the market would have been for Sutter. I think that if they want to have Gaudette in the lineup, at least starting next season, then maybe Sutter's a little bit, excuse me, redundant at that point. But then, as you see now, I mean, one injury away from having Granlund back at center. So, you want to have that depth. And I think perhaps they may have looked at it. I'm not sure what the market would have been for Sutter at this point. But as you can see, it's just things are so fragile that one injury, whether on defense with Edler or in goal now, when you see it happen with Markstrom and Demko, or be it at the center position, when your depth is not that great, it can throw everything into a whack.
Dan Murphy with us here on Sportsnet 650. So it's three games in the next four nights for Vancouver. It's Anaheim, then LA, Wednesday, Thursday. It's the San Jose Sharks. We just saw San Jose, and we just saw Calgary roll into town, two of the heavyweights in the West. Which team do you trust more, Murph?
Well, it's so tough to say.
Like if you
had
to pick a roster, right? Like, who are you going to roll with for a Stanley Cup? Because they're both in a win now scenario.
Yeah, I'd probably go with San Jose. I just think when you have two Norris Trophy winners on defense, is the last time we saw that in Anaheim when they won the Cup in 07.
Yeah.
I'm probably going with that. And I know Martin Jones has not been great this season. His numbers are near the bottom of the league in save percentage and goals against average. But he has been to a cup final before. And I just don't know if I can trust David Rittich yet. I know he's been lights out. But I think I would give the nod, in my mind, to San Jose. Both teams can score like crazy. Both teams have great depth on defense. But I think if you were to force me to make a bet, I'm going with San Jose at this point.
I'm not going to say lost in it all, but because of the results and the goalie situation, what did you make of Zach MacEwen and his NHL debut?
Well, I thought he got better as the game went on, and I thought because of the score, Travis Green gave him a little bit more ice time. I thought he looked confident to make some plays with the puck. The play moving leading up to his assist, he made a move in front of the net, got a shot off before collecting the rebound and sending it out front. It did get overshadowed. It's a little unfortunate that he's not getting too much talk about him, because I think it was a decent enough debut. And I think he probably earned himself another start from what I saw. He's a big guy, and yes, he doesn't get around the ice as well as some other players, but you can say it with a lot of big guys. But I think he did enough to warrant another look at least.
That's all I got, buddy.
I wish I was in a wine cellar, it's 10 after 8, so
it's a snow
probably
day.
Not a good idea.
It's a snow day.
Well, now I'm going to try and get a cab out to the airport.
What time do they fly out?
10:30 flight, and I'm going to call for the cab now and hopefully get out there in time.
Well, we'll give you a news update that some things have slowed down at YVR because a lot of workers apparently couldn't get to the airport today.
Wow, I hope that's not the same case with the private terminal.
Yeah, South Terminal, good old South Terminal. Yeah.
You can go visit You can go visit the Flying Beaver.
Why don't you just park your car there, and they all have them warming up when you guys arrive back?
The Flying Beaver, isn't that what Bettman called the biker bar?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, he said, I want to have a hamburger in the biker bar. I've never seen bikers out there in my life.
Never.
Oh, enjoy the sunshine of California. That's not a bad time to go.
All right, boys.
Sportsnet 650.